Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
From Brian, Brian says, you forgot to mention the Cowboys and Giants running backs' rooms are better than ours. I'm a big Tyrone Tracy fan. I think he's got a chance to be a really good back, so I tend to agree with that one. They also have Devin Singletary, and they drafted Cam Scadaboo, a player that Merrill Hodge loves. The Cowboys' running back room has completely changed. Rico Dowdle moved on. They've got Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and they drafted Jaden Blue out of Texas. So, yeah, I love Javonte Williams. He's just never been able to stay healthy. You know, he was a second-round pick in 22 out of North Carolina. They had the two backs get selected out of North Carolina, both in that same draft. And he's been in Denver, and he's had a couple of good, you know, games, but he just never seems to be healthy. So, you know, young back, though, talented back. That might be right. You might be right. Dallas, the Giants, and the Eagles all may have better running back rooms than Washington. But what I said earlier was, when you view the NFC contending teams, Philly, Detroit, you know, Barkley, Gibbs, the Rams with Kyren Williams, he's certainly better than anybody we have. You even want to go to sort of those next level of contenders. Well, you could throw McCaffrey with the 49ers in there, but you could go Josh Jacobs in Green Bay, Bucky Irving in Tampa. The back situation that they have in Seattle is a good one when healthy. Aaron Jones in Minnesota. Chicago, you know, DeAndre Swift came in here and averaged over 7 yards a carry and had a back-breaking, you know, touchdown run that would have been the play of the game had it not been for the Hail Mary. Washington's running back room is bottom level in the NFC. And again, I want to make this clear. I really like Eckler when he's healthy. I think Eckler was a dynamic back for them last year. I think he was excellent for them when he was healthy. But two concussions and one short of probably, you know, he's going to be out. I don't know how long. You just, you know, hope that everything works out. And then Brian Robinson Jr.'s availability and his consistency, for sure. All right. Running backs in Washington, are they good enough? Is this running back room good enough for a Super Bowl contending team? And if not, what would you do about it? JYD, go ahead.
Hey, John, Kevin.
I'm well.
Basically, what I would do is I like Chubb or whatever, and I would bring him in, you know, on a low-cost deal. But also, you have to look at it to say, also look at, was it our offensive line could have been better? And also, you know, are we leaving yards on the field? Are we doing the best that we can at getting every yard that we can get or whatever? That's the way I look at it. Because, I mean, Anthony Lynn is our running back coordinator. he puts the running game thing together, I believe, and you know, whatever. So
yeah,
but the running back room can improve, but we also have to look at it as from other angles, such as sometimes teams don't run as well out of the gun. Always.
Well,
I'm an old
almost every
guy.
Team's in the gun now for the
yeah,
for
you
the majority.
Know. But sometimes teams do not run well out of the gun, even though everybody is doing it. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean
Saquon Barkley runs pretty well out of the gun.
Well, yeah, but then also when you see
Derrick Henry runs pretty well out of the gun.
Everybody in our division has a problem with their running game, except for right now Philadelphia.
Yeah,
because the Giants
had one of the great seasons in the history of the game. Yeah,
right. The Giants running backs put the ball on the ground as good as the guy Tracy is.
I think he's good.
He
yeah.
has a fumbling problem.
Yep.
Scatterboo has a fumbling problem.
Right.
So you know, you when you look at it, you know, whatever. We just need to find, even if we do not bring in Chubb or Dobbins, we're going to have to make do. We can do better without guys. And
yeah.
sometimes you have
look. Here's what I don't want. JYD, thanks for the call as always. What I don't want is I don't want Jaden Daniels to be our leading rusher in 10 games next year. I don't think that's you know. I don't think that's the best way to go. I think he's going to be the leading rusher in several games. 10 is probably 4 too many. You know, out of 17 games, if he's the leading rusher in 6 of those games, that's fine. I also want to see the running backs benefit from Jaden being a run threat. You know, just like Derrick Henry, not that Derrick Henry's not a great back. We understand that he is. But did anybody see that season coming from him last year? No, but one of the reasons is what Lamar is as a run threat. You know, Saquon Barkley's got a quarterback who's a run threat. You know, all of those option-style plays, we saw it beginning in 2012 with Alfred Morris and how he benefited from Robert being a run threat. And I want to see our backs benefit from that. And some of that can be offensive line, and some of that can be quarterback decision-making. But it would be great to have a dynamic back, an explosive back, standing next to Jaden. Debo is a physical back, and he's going to gain yards, and he's going to be in the backfield. You know, I could certainly see 5 to 7 carries a game for Debo Samuel in 2025. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No problem. See, part of the problem is everyone wants an elite back, and there's only a finite number of elite personnel for each position. And this isn't pre-1994 where you could just spend a boatload of money and go sign Wilbur Marshall or whoever else was a free agent at the time. There's a reason, other than the veteran preference, there's a reason Chubb and Dobbins are out there right now.
Yep.
How many different teams has Dobbins been on?
Well, 2. Last year, the Chargers was his second team. Yeah.
And Chubb
had just
one devastating injury. Right, but Chubb had one devastating injury. And then came right back and got another devastating injury.
He's had both of them have a long litany of injury, you know, situations, and they're recent.
Right. So that's part of the reason they're out there.
Yeah,
you can kick the tires on them, but do you want to hang your hat on them being bell cows? See, that's the issue.
I just
right
know
there.
They could be. See, Anthony, what I would say is I know they could be more so than any back that's on the roster, but I understand that there's great risk, and so I'm not the medical person. I just would hope that Washington would continue to think in terms of upgrading their running back room, which would certainly, I think, result in at least a look-see on both of them.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but see, the problem with that is even if they get the medical clearance, there's still the potential.
Of course.
To be right back in the same boat again.
Just like there is with Brian Robinson Jr. and Eckler heading into the season.
Right, but see, I'm of the belief that it was more offensive line than the running backs.
Yep.
I mean, because the inside players, they get beat with quickness all the time. Allegretti, the other guard, and Cosby, they do swim. They get a swim move done against them, and they're automatically beat. So that was, in my opinion, that was more of the problem than the actual running backs.
Okay. Appreciate it as always, Anthony. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Owen. Owen's calling from Dallas. Owen, what do you say?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Ideally, yes, we need a new bell cow in the room. I mean, to be honest, the point is, or that has kind of already passed with the draft and the height of free agency. But I think our offense kind of did a complete disservice to Brian Robinson. I just don't think he's a zone running back. And I can't tell you how many times I'm screaming at the TV last year, watching him take snaps out of shotgun. I think the last caller talked about this a little bit. But
well, they run duo and gap out of shotgun, too. It's not the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, the running game did have success early in the season. I do admit that. I just think, you know, Brian Robinson, he's a downhill runner. I don't think he has that quick burst from shotgun to really burst into the gap. I just think that our offense could scheme up something a little bit better for him. I don't think it's all on Brian Robinson. I mean, I know he was a little inconsistent throughout the year, especially towards the back half. But, hey, I mean, I'm putting this on the offense and Cliff to scheme something up better, because I'll be honest, this is probably going to be our bell cow. I don't think J.K. Dobbins is really going to take the ropes here if we do sign him. But I'm putting this a lot more on our offensive scheme than Brian Robinson right now.
All right. I mean, look, Brian Robinson had some good games last year. You know, when he was healthy, he had some really good games. I think there were games in which he absolutely benefited from having a dual threat quarterback standing next to him. You know, the game that he was really, where did he rip off that big, like, 50-yard run
early
in the game? Was that Tennessee? Or Arizona? Tennessee. He had some good games last year. I think he's a good back. I don't think he's slow. Yeah. I don't think he's non-explosive. I think he's very good yards after contact. I think he proved in 2023 that he can actually catch the ball better than anybody thought he could out of the backfield, even though that wasn't necessarily the emphasis last year. And if they end up with Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler, along with Debo as, you know, a weapon occasionally used as a running back as well, I think they're going to be okay. I just think going into this offseason, I was hoping that they were going to aim much bigger and land on something with much greater sort of bell cow potential. And I thought the draft presented opportunities for that, but they went with best player available on their board. And by the time they got to the seventh round, they took a guy. We'll see. I mean, maybe he is the guy. Maybe we'll see the first seventh rounder since Pacheco be a real factor in an NFL backfield. But I would definitely look at Chubb and Dobbins. They're both, in terms of what they are at their best, it's not even close compared to what Washington has in their room. Chubb's best years ahead of Brian Robinson Jr. And his best. And I'm really focusing in on that position, the first down back. J.K. Dobbins, his explosiveness, there's nothing that equals that on the roster right now. So I would look at both of those players, and if there is a belief that they could be healthy for the majority of the season and it's not super expensive, I'd bring them in. Let's go to John in Falls Church. John, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So I don't know if I'm going to say anything that you haven't heard already in these calls, but I think the biggest additions they made for Jaden's sake are going to help the running game the most.
Sure.
You know, this offensive line is going to be so much better, and they might even put him in position to not be playing from behind a bunch or having to score, you know, on big passing plays late in the game. So it could just be one of those situations where now they can run downhill sometimes. They can get behind these big guys, and they don't have to worry about one guy getting hurt, ruining the whole scheme, because they've got some depth now. And really having just like a solid offensive line. They're not going to turn into Jim Harbaugh football where you just run all the time downhill. But it could be that in late in games, like, other defenses actually get worn out for a change.
Look, let's not forget, Washington finished as the third best rush offense in total yards in the league last year. The problem with that, of course, is that the quarterback led them in rushing with 891 yards, averaging 6 yards a carry. And you just you don't mind that. With the scramble yardage, and a lot of it is scramble yardage, but a lot of it also is designed runs and option runs. And they were fine as a run team because of the quarterback last year. And Brian Robinson Jr. and Eckler had their moments. Hell, Rodriguez had a moment or two last year. I just think, imagine this offense with a, you know, bell cow, first, second, third down back, but definitely a first and second down back that plays next to Jaden and could end up being a 1,400 or a 1,500 yard back next year. I mean, you know, with double digit touchdowns. That now you've got to defend everything in a different way. I think that would be exciting. And I'm not suggesting that Chubb and Dobbins can be those players or would be those players because of health, but when they are healthy, they're better than anything they have on the roster right now. Both of those players are. Let's go to Kurt in Hagerstown. Kurt, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Kevin, thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, sure. One thing my dad told me a long time ago, running backs are dime a dozen. 10 out of 12, you fine, will get the job done. If your offensive line is working right order and your offensive coordinator scheming it up right, I think that we got the right people in the room. We just got to put them in the right position. Robinson needs to be solo, short yardage, goal line type of guy. Bob Merritt's going to get some run. Eckler, I love the way he doesn't go down after the first contact. I think you're going to see maybe 4 or 5 running backs get over 300, 400 yards. And at the end of the season, Daniels is going to lead the team in rushing again. But we're going to be a top 5 rushing offense. And if they work it out right and you slide in some Debo backfield stuff with the new rookie, you know, running sweeps, it's going to be ugly for fantasy guys in our running back field. But it's going to look beautiful watching. It's going to be everybody getting the ball.
It's very possible you're right about that. There's no doubt. And at the same time, what's also true is imagine a high-level running back along with Jaden Daniels for a defensive coordinator to stay up at night trying to game plan
for
it.
Man, we already got the left tackle, we got the wide receiver, we hit all these big spots, man. We got, you know, rookie right tackle, rookie
corner. I just want more.
Shut down. I mean, we can't get it all in 1 year, Kevin. Come on, man. Let's save a little bit for next year, man. We'll get.
Well, I don't want to save anything. This is the window to try to go win it all, and the draft was loaded with backs, and you've got two elite level talents out there.
J.K. Dobbins and Chubby with his broken ass knee, man. He's had like 17 ACLs, man. Come on, man.
It's not 17.
Those guys are going to be available anytime during the season if we have 5 injuries to our running back field, because we got 5 running backs that I'm sure that Adam Peters sees a better than Dobbs and Chubb. Now, I know that's not realistic when you look at the film and when you look at them on the field, but when you talk about them being there every day in practice, being there every day at every game, they're reliable. You know, Chubb's and Dobbs, that's a splash, man. And we need to just
it's not a splash because it would be very inexpensive. But look, you answered the question, and your answer is not unreasonable. That's why I asked the question, because I think there are good arguments on both sides. Yeah. You think the running back room is good enough?
Because of the way we run our offense, because of Jaden Daniels, you were scary. We're scary, whoever you put back there. The key is to keep people healthy.
We're not as scary as we could be, though.
Yeah, but we could be if we put them in the right spot. Like having Brian Robinson on some of the plays when it should be more of a scat guy. It should be more of an Eckler. You know, the rotation, I think, is very key that people don't don't notice. There's certain times where you need guys on the outside, and there's certain times when you're like, man,
well, you need them to both be dressed and active to have that kind of rotation. You need them both dressed and active to have that kind of rotation, which you didn't have for a lot of the games last year because they both missed games last year.
That's why those guys are going to be on the phones. They'll be calling. They'll be getting ready to call people in. Watch, we'll have big name.
Yeah, I'm just
veteran.
I'd like to see them call even before they need to call. That's all, because
it's really not going to be a high risk.
There's not going to be a lot of risk to signing one of those two players if they liked him and thought that they were healthy enough. But your answer is a totally reasonable one. I think the answers to this question are, you can make the case for either or. I would love to see a much better, explosive, dynamic, you know, every down back on this roster. But if they don't have one, it's not that I think they can't be great on offense again. They were great on offense last year with this same running back room, and they without Deebo Samuel and without Laremy Tunsil up front. So I already think there's a chance that everything could be more productive this year. Thanks for the call. Good call. Telly, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Well, to the Redskins. What's up, Kev?
What's up, Telly?
Yeah, man. So I believe they have that. I believe the running back room is a go. It's good to go. I believe with a couple of callers, it's a lot heavier on the scheme. If you put them running backs in the right position, I think they can be problems for not only our division but for the league. I do agree about the shotgun situation. Yes, Henry does run out the shotgun, but he runs out of other formations as well. I think entirely too many times we have Brian Robinson out in the shotgun. I would like him to be out this single or in the pistol or staggered pistol, but not in the shotgun. You have Eckler in the shotgun or another running back. Okay, now you're scheming up something. I wouldn't mind another running back coming in that room. I think the 1 and 2 and 3, it would be Robinson, C-Rod, and then your third man, the Eckler or another running back. But that 1-2, I think definitely C-Rod should have more touches this season. And I think if you give the opportunities to be Rob, he will shine. But again, you said consistency. It has to be consistency on the offensive coordinator as well. Mm-hmm. When running game is working, you have to continue to pound that ball if it's working. I've seen too many times B-Rod to get 10 yards, 15 yards, and then he don't get the ball back until two possessions later. So it got to be consistency on both sides. Running back position is a rhythm position. It gets the lineman in rhythm. It gets the running back in rhythm. When them boys are going forward – and pounding and crushing people, then you get great offensive pass protection. Hell to the Redskins, WBE.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. There are a few more of you on hold, several of you. We'll let you guys weigh in next segment. Then I do want to get to something that we talked about yesterday related to Caitlin Clark. We will do that before the end of the hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The big running backs in free agency in terms of money, Najee Harris got 1 year, $5.25 million from the Chargers. Ty Johnson, Terp, re-signed in Buffalo for $5 million for 2 years, $5 million a year. $5 million total, $2.5 million a year. Samaje Perine signed a 2-year deal to go back to Cincinnati. Javonte Williams from Denver to Dallas, 1 year, $3 million. Rico Dowdle, who actually had some really good games against us, was 1 year, $2.75 million to go to Carolina. And then some of the 49er backs ended up making their ways out of San Francisco, like Elijah Mitchell went to KC, 1 year, $2.5 million. Raheem Mostert, who used to be in San Francisco, ends up with the Raiders at 1 year, $1.6 million. There were a couple of guys that were interesting to me. Javonte Williams would have been interesting to me, but a guy like Khalil Herbert, who was really cheap, you know, not sure he really ever got the best of opportunities in Cincinnati. He is in Indianapolis. But, like, you know, the bottom line is J.K. Dobbins, Nick Chubb, they're getting 1 year, you know, $3 or $4 million deals tops. I mean, that's what it's, and it may be half, you know, incentive laden. All right, let's finish up with some of these calls. I appreciate you guys wanting to get in. 301-230-0980. Is the running back room good enough for a team that really believes and views itself as a Super Bowl contender? And if not, what would you do about it? Let's go to D.C. in Calvert County. D.C., thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Great day, Kevin, man. I'm glad you got yourself together, man. I thought we was going to have to get some CPR to you, brother. You kept thinking. I was like, oh, not the voice.
No, I was just like, I had a big sip of water and then just down the wrong pipe. Yeah. It happens.
Take your time, brother. Take your time.
Exactly.
But, I like what you said at the end of the caller that was talking about, you know, how Brian Robinson has to be used right and Eckler and all of that. Ja'Cory Kosky-Murray is going to be able to fit in well. if we're looking at J.K. Dobbins, that's what Ja'Cory Crosby-Murray can provide to us, that explosiveness, that dynamic.
There are some similarities in running style, but, you know, Dobbins definitely, is truly explosive. Definitely.
But you got to remember, he's the younger, healthier version. Now, that's what I'm looking at with J.K. and Chubb. I remember when you had us calling about Chubb, it was the same thing. I worry about his health. The only way we should get Chubb is if we're going to cut Brian Robinson. But I think with our backfield, we made it to the NFC Championship, and we know that Jaden Daniels was a big part of that. But with this young player that was the Shrine Bowl MVP, and he also proved that he played at three different colleges, and even the one game he played at Arizona, he showed his capability, and they sat him down. But he was a projected to be a fifth-round draft pick, and I'm looking at it like this. He'll provide something that we don't have.
I hope you're right, but let's not go into 2025 putting all of our hopes at running back on a guy that was selected in the seventh round and was like the 20th running back selected in the draft.
We're not just putting it all on his shoulders. We still have those vets that's there.
Yeah, no,
we know what Robinson can do, and we know what Eckler can do, but I'm saying he's bringing a different dynamic to the running back room that right. we're looking for, and he hasn't. You know what I'm saying? We do have to see it on the field, but if you look at it, him and J.K. Dobbins are pretty much carbon copies, but he's the healthier version. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was actually the 25th and final running back taken in the draft. And maybe they struck gold and they threaded the needle, they hit the inside straight with the final running back out of 25 taken in the draft. But I think there's a better chance he's not on the team than he's a significant contributor. In three years.
Isn't that one of Adam Peters' things, though, in San Francisco? They got all – remember, San Francisco kept drafting all those backs.
Keep in mind, too, that Kyle Shanahan may be the greatest run-game offensive coordinator, offensive mind, straight from his father's, you know, brain in today's game. So almost anybody seems to be able to plug and play in San Francisco. And yet, what did they do to go out and really try to make a run at winning the Super Bowl? They traded a boatload for Christian McCaffrey. Thanks. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, go ahead. Rod, you there? No, Rod. Let's go to Bay in D.C. Bay, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
sure,
Kevin, man. To all the callers that keep on talking about these players being injured, they have to realize when we got Zach Ertz, this man hadn't played a full season in I don't know how long.
It's been a couple years.
And now he got more. Yeah, and now he's been rejuvenated, and he wants to play football. And also, I think we should add, not J.K. Dobbins, but I do like Nick Chubb. That'll put some more pressure on the running game and make these guys even go better. And I think we can open the field up, especially with Deebo in the backfield as well. Thanks for taking my call, Kev.
Yeah, thanks, Bay. Appreciate it. Good calls. Running back conversation today. God, there were so many backs in this draft. It's going to be interesting because this was considered to be the deepest running back draft in a while. Now, I had Scott McLuhan on the show last week. He didn't see it that way. He liked Gentry. He liked a couple of the guys, but he didn't see it as deep as other draft analysts or maybe even other general managers saw it. But there are a lot of backs when you look at the backs taken on night two. You know, a guy like – I'm going to be interested to watch a guy like Caleb Johnson in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's had issues with almost everybody running the football in recent years. See Travion Henderson looks like with Drake May in New England, Quinshon Judkins in Cleveland, you know, Hampton in L.A., the Virginia Tech back in Jacksonville. Guys like ETN, I really liked ETN. He's in Carolina. The Cowboys guy, Jaden Blue, is an explosive back. Most of you know I love Damian Martinez. He's in Seattle. Love Taj Brooks. He's in Cincinnati. Devin Neal just seemed like the perfect guy that they would have been interested in drafting. He went in the sixth round to New Orleans. There are going to be some interesting kind of running backs that were drafted this year and see what kind of opportunities they get. That's the position more than any other you can certainly play early, like week one, and it can pay off for you. Right now, Washington goes in to the season with B-Rob, Eckler, McNichols, Rodriguez, their seventh-rounder, Kroski Merritt. They've got Michael Wiley, who I thought actually looked really good in preseason last year. I mean, it's preseason. They got him back, and they've got some guy named Demetric Felton, a running back from UCLA, signed as an undrafted. He's just signed as a free agent. He's played for four other teams. So we'll see how it plays out. I'm not discounting the possibility that they add another running back, a Dobbins or a Chubb or somebody like that. And remember, there could be, you know, there's some back situations where somebody may not make a team. I mean, one of our callers suggested that Najee Harris, there have been reports that the Chargers could move on from him after signing him in free agency. I doubt it, just because they drafted Omarion Hampton. The Chargers moved on from J.K. Dobbins, you know, but they have a running back situation out there that includes Hampton and Harris behind Justin Herbert. But man, it is interesting, right, when you look around the NFC and you look at the level of running backs in the NFC. The elite backs, Barkley, Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, you know, McCaffrey when he's healthy. And then you still have guys like Kyron Williams and Bucky Irving and, you know, Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs. There are a lot of good backs. I mean, I haven't even mentioned a guy that, you know, they signed in the middle of last year and then he got hurt. But Chuba Hubbard was on the verge of becoming, I mean, he got paid last year because he had had such a great season. And was in the midst of another one last year. Ended up getting injured at the end of the year, but still rushed for 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns for a team that wasn't very good. There are just some really good running backs in the NFC. Really good running backs in the NFC. All right. A couple of what do you gots when we come back, including what Caitlin Clark did last night. Record setting. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, the NFL owners are still deliberating on the tush push, according to Jeremy Fowler. They are still discussing. General session is now over. No formal vote yet. According to Diana Rossini, the NFL Competition Committee and the Players' Health and Safety Committees recommended to ban the tush push early this morning. However, Jason Kelce and Jeff Lurie spoke on behalf of the Eagles to lobby for the play. They are also expected to vote on a contract extension for Roger Goodell, potentially extending his current deal past 2027. In local news, the Nats take down the Braves 5-3. The Dylan Cruz hit a go-ahead home run to put the Nats up 4-3. He was pulled due to back soreness, and with injuries in the outfield to Jacob Young and Dylan Cruz, Nats GM Mike Rizzo confirmed that Robert Hassel is being promoted today. Rizzo did not specify whether Young or Cruz will be placed on the IL. The Thunder, they come back to beat the Timberwolves in the second half, 114-88. The Knicks and Pacers will play tonight at 8 on the Eastern Conference side. And the Panthers throttle the Carolina Hurricanes 5-2 to lead the series 1-0. Dallas will take on Edmonton tonight at 8. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh my God. Mike, how close can they put this ball to the goal line at this point?
Well, interestingly enough, you got a situation here. If these are deliberate, and you heard Sean Hockley say that it could lead to an unsportsmanlike conduct call, it could also lead to awarding a score. If it happens multiple times like this. So we'll hear what Sean has to say.
Encroachment, defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior happens again. For now, it's a replay of second down.
Mike, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it is to keep this happening. Deliberate acts like that to prevent a score after a win, they like to do.
That's why you're the best. Sean Hockley and his crew.
There you go. That was, of course, the scene in the NFC Championship game back in late January of this year. Final vote is in. The tush push is staying, as are the other plays that were also part of this rule proposal by the Packers. I think it's important to note that the tush push on its own didn't have anywhere near enough votes for it to pass. The Packers revised their proposal, and you had other plays where runners were pushed, pulled, or even lifted. Those were going to be banned also. I actually, on some level, think that those plays should be banned too. You know, the runner that gets held up at the, you know, 6-yard line, and it looks like, you know, you're about to get the whistle for forward progress, and then all of a sudden three offensive linemen come in and push him into the end zone. That was going to be a part of this rule, but we'll continue to see all of it. Tush push, runners push, pull, doesn't matter, because the final vote on the proposal to ban the tush push and the other play styles that I just referred to came in at 22 in favor, 10 not in favor. They needed 3/4, 75% of the 32 owners to vote yes on it. They were 2 votes short, according to Adam Schefter. I am curious as to how Washington voted. You know, I've got a few texts out there to see if I can find out. These are votes that do not necessarily get published, but often the voting is, you know, leaked and reported on. You know, Dan Quinn did say when he was asked about it a month and a half, 2 months ago, maybe prior to that first league meeting when it was tabled back in March, he did say, I don't have an opinion on it. I'm just working to try to stop it. That's where we are. It's a good play. We're working on trying to stop it. That's a good position to have as the team right now that is the biggest threat to Philadelphia in the division, if not in the conference, to not necessarily, you know, telegraph your feelings on a play that's been very successful and instrumental in the Eagles winning a lot of football games over the last couple of years. Why give Philadelphia that bulletin board material where Philly can say this team, you know, wanted, you know, the tush push band? You know, actually, to be honest with you, from Washington's standpoint, they should have abstained. It doesn't look like they did because it was a 22-10 final vote, according to Adam Schefter. But on some level, them voting yes for it, I don't know. Think of it what you will. I have a feeling they voted no. If they voted yes or no, I have a feeling they voted no on the ban. But I don't know for sure. I'd be interested to find out. So there you go. Schefter starting to give lists. Schefter will have some of the information. Teams that sided with the Eagles, okay, meaning against it, so the Eagles were one of the 10 votes, included the Ravens, Patriots, Jets, and Lions. So that's 5 of the 10 no votes. The Ravens, Patriots, Jets, notice that 3 of those are AFC teams, but the Lions voted against it as well. See if Schefter gets the other 5 teams. I will monitor that for you. So there you go. Tush push and, you know, pulling and lifting and pushing players will continue as legal. And, you know, what you're really going to get now is you're going to get things like we saw in the NFC Championship game. You have to. Defenses have to get creative. Teams have to consistently also submit the offensive offsides penalties that Philadelphia, you know, at least 1 out of 4 or 5 lines up offsides and it does not get officiated. This is a scrum play. This is unlike, you know, most plays. It is not just short yardage goal line. It is a true scrum on both sides of the ball. And you get, as we've seen with, you know, line of scrimmage viewpoints, how many times have we seen this, you know, the missed, you know, illegal, the missed false starts, the missed offensive offsides, the missed defensive neutral zone infractions, the missed defensive, you know, offside penalties. We see it so many times, and the play is so bunched up and so scrum-like that for whatever reason, they just let it go. But timing the snap in trying to devastate and blow up the quarterback on this play is one way to stop it. I'm sure other coaches are coming up with ideas. Not that they haven't, you know, in previous seasons. This is not a new play, as we know. I still think, man, Philadelphia, and even Buffalo to a certain degree, but Philly, I think they leave a lot of yards out there, man. A lot of yards. But what it allows them to do, because they're so effective on this play, is on 3rd and 10, they only need, you know, something underneath that gets them to within tush-push territory. 2nd and 8, you don't need all 8. You need 6 or 7, and then you can go tush-push, tush-push twice in a row. Oof, I don't know. I really wanted to see this thing passed. I really did. But it didn't, and so we move on. And we beat them once, out of three times. Might have to beat him twice out of three times next year. Certainly the third meeting, if there is one, would be the most important of those meetings. 22-10, so they were two votes short. Apparently Jason Kelce was there, you know, pitching on behalf of the Eagles with NFL owners to vote no to this thing. So he was there lobbying for the no ban, and maybe he was effective. So today, just if you're just tuning in, man, I can't remember, by the way, honestly, I cannot remember an NFL owners meeting vote on a rule that has had this much attention. I might be missing one, but I can't remember one that's had this less, this much attention. And the other, you know, playoff seeding was pulled by Detroit. They didn't even vote on that one. Yesterday, they voted to allow players to play in the flag football competition in 2028 in L.A. Just one player per team, though. That seemed to be big news. I don't know. It's hard for me to get excited about flag football and 2028 training camp plays, players that may be, you know, a day or two late to camp. I know that there's an injury possibility in flag football, too. I get it. So they got close. You know, it was 16-16 when they tabled it back in March, but they came back with a much more comprehensive rule change. The Packers did, and it ended up being two votes short of passing. If you want to weigh in on this, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Tush Push and associated runs where you can push running backs from behind or even pull them forward, that will continue to be legal in the NFL. Your reaction if you want to weigh in. Are you okay with it? Do you think they should have passed this proposal banning it? 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls when we come back. I do want to tell you about the opportunity that Window Nation is offering right now. If you want to beat the summer heat with energy-efficient windows, my recommendation is Window Nation. Their windows are built to keep your house cool during hot summer days. They've got some of the best energy-efficient windows out there. Their windows frequently outperform and outlast the ones from the expensive guys. They're made right here in the USA. You can make a smart investment now and save money for years to come on utility bills by installing new Window Nation windows. And right now, in addition to their normal free estimate when you call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com, their normal lifetime warranty on all windows, how about four free windows with every four purchased with no payments for 2 years? That's right. You'll get four windows free for every four purchased, and you don't have to worry about down payments. You don't have to worry about payments at all with no interest charged until the year 2027. If you buy a house full of windows, they'll give you a free entry door. Go with the company that has the best product, the best deal, and the best customer service. They've got over 45,000 five-star reviews, and they were recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies. You can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows with great customer service. The sale ends soon. Call them now, 866-90-NATION, or head to windownation.com.
You can't keep getting away with it!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.